The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
As the end of the school year rolls into town for most primary school children this week, the age-old dilemma of what to give your child's teacher and special needs assistance rumbles on. Do you gift? Do you not gift? And if you do gift, what do you get them and how much should you spend on it? We sent our reporter Sarah Madden out there to hear what you had to say.
Very necessary. They do a really good job throughout the year. They're very nice to the kids, and my kid especially, Miles, he literally adores his teacher. I think they deserve more presents than they get, to be honest with you. It's a great job.
I think it would be unnecessary, but no idea why you would get teachers presents. I don't know how it has evolved to the stage of giving presents. I do a job, I don't get given presents for my job.
Would you like a present for your job?
Oh, of course I would, yeah.
I remember in primary school, I think we used to get them like books and stuff like that. I think it's nice. I think it should be done for them. They work hard, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice when there's a collection from you know, around the whole class, as opposed to pressure for individual presents. Ah. I think that works well. That's how we've always done it. We all make a contribution and yeah.
It's not necessary, and especially from my age, nearly 50, it wasn't a thing when I was in primary school.
And why do you think we've started doing it?
It's a really good question, and it's a question I actually had with my sister yesterday, because my niece is finishing up this Friday and there was a big panic about getting presents, and I kind of just laughed actually, saying it was totally unnecessary.
It's more the thoughtful gifts that count the most, like a nice card or something like that. The teachers really do appreciate that. I work in a school myself, so yeah, like they don't like care if they get a present or not, but if a nice thoughtful card is kind of that all they really like appreciate, and then anything extra is, you know, they do be grateful too, but they don't mind about getting presents or not.
And that was Sarah Madden out there asking people what they thought about teachers' presents. And for more on this, we're joined now by journalist Niamh O'Reilly, who was writing about this today in the Journal. Good evening to you, Niamh. To gift or not to gift? That is the question. Should you be given something?
I think you definitely should. Like, as you know, some of the contributors said there, it wasn't necessarily a thing when I was in school. But certainly in the last number of years, it has become the norm for primary school kids to get something for their teacher. And generally speaking, it tends to be like a whip around. So in class WhatsApp groups, there will be, you know, messages sent round, and people will send money, and someone will buy a gift and present it from the class to the teacher. But I have to warn everybody, if that topic hasn't come up yet in your class WhatsApp group, then be really, really careful, because the first parent to mention it will generally be the one who has to organise the whip round.
Is it like a Mexican standoff currently in WhatsApp groups with no one wanting to blink first and mention it?
It's a bit like a game of chicken. But then, like, you will get people who are very good at organising things, and they really come into their own here and they don't mind at all. But it can be a tricky task. You know, you're going to get a lot of chasing people down and, you know, trying to send Revolut links, and then you'll get a million lovely but too many messages saying, thanks for organising, that's great, thanks for organising. There'll be 50 of those pinging in and out of your WhatsApp.
And what's the current rate? And also, is the rate the same for SNAs and teachers, or are they different?
Yeah, you see, this is really what's tricky. I think everybody accepts that it's nice to give some token of appreciation, but the really tricky part is, what do you give and how much should you spend? Like, I naively, when my kids first started school, like my eldest is 9.5, so this was a good number of years ago, I naively thought, you know, they'd love a world's best teacher mug or like some personalised, you know, tat with their name on it. And really very soon I realised they no more want that than a hole in the head. Like, I think they have enough, you know, scented candles and dodgy boxes of chocolates to see them out. In fact, I know a teacher who has been given so many scented candles over the years, she doesn't open them anymore. She just keeps them, and then she regifts them for Christmases and birthdays, which I think is very clever of her. But generally speaking, I think what teachers really want is a card maybe written, you know, or done by the kids, or maybe a little personalised note from them, or a little picture if it's from
and
the
do you mean that instead of the other present? Because I went and asked a few teachers today to speak to me anonymously, but also honestly. And what I got, the feedback I got back was, I said, do you expect a present? And they said, honestly, Yeah, we do. We work very hard, and it's good for the children to acknowledge that and say thank you for things when they get so much. They also said, well, I said, what if you do want, what do you want? Vouchers. They want like the class to club together to get something useful.
Yes.
Or wine or flowers, things like that. And what was very much said to me and emphasised, that they hated those cups that say best teacher, and they wanted no plaques, no things with mottos or socks or like that say best teacher. They hate them.
Yeah, and you kind of, when you start out, you think, oh, this is going to be such a great gift. They love this. No one will ever have gotten them that before. But like, you soon realize they do not want that. And like you, you know, I put out a straw poll, and what came back was things like vouchers, but not necessarily for big retailers, for local coffee shops. Because obviously teachers are spending a lot of time drinking coffee like parents are, because of our children.
The other thing that was said to me, Neve, and it was very interesting because I was unaware of this. It was said that one of the reasons that they would appreciate the thank you is that primary school teachers spend money out of their own money buying little prizes for the classroom, little pencils, little whatnots, little bits of not so much equipment, but art stuff and all of that themselves out of their own money, that they're actually spending money. So it's nice if it's acknowledged.
Absolutely. And they do, you know, and those little things mean so much to the kids. You know, if they do a lot of tidying up, or they have their listening ears on, or whatever it is, teachers will normally give them little prizes, you know, little, you know, erasers or pencils or whatever it is. And it's really sweet. But yeah, they do have to pay for those themselves. But also, I think, you know, COVID, if it taught parents one thing, a really humbling lesson, it's that practically none of us are teachers, and we're not cut out for it. And we know how difficult it is to be a teacher, and SNAs and support staff, they're so good. And when your child has a teacher like that, they really are. It's hard to place a value on it. So I think a small token is absolutely lovely, but it can, the costs can rack up a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you have four kids or you know what I mean, and three of them have an SNA as well or something. This is not insubstantial.
It can get large very quickly, particularly if you've more than one child. And there was a poll up on the journal, and they asked parents, how much are you spending? And the figure was around 10 and 20 euro, which for one teacher or two teachers is fine. But as you say, if you've more than one child and there's a main teacher and an SNA, and perhaps, I don't know, they might have a music teacher or sports coach. And let's not forget, all the after school activities are finishing up as well. And those really enrich kids' lives.
Oh God, I know. But now you have about 12 different people to buy for, and my organisational skills couldn't extend to that. It's not even my finances. It was like my ability to remember everything. I know you said we think we all accept that teachers deserve something. No, we don't, according to the text line. Teachers getting gifts is worse than the pervasive US tipping culture. It's a grift that's unnecessary, says this texter. Another one, absolutely not. In my experience, it came from a competition, and there was definite favoritism from the principal and the teachers for the parents who gave the best presents. In any other profession, that would be seen as a kickback. Ridiculous and not right. A card is sufficient. So not everyone sees this
a way around it is probably if you do a class gift, so everyone maybe gives in the 10 euro or the 5 euro, and with that get the voucher, so it's not like someone trying to one up another person by getting an extra thing. If it's from the entire class, and then just ask your kid to make a nice homemade card, I think that's sufficient, and it ticks both boxes, you know. I think for the teacher.
Someone else has texted to say that their sister-in-law used to work in a private school in Dublin. The gift she got were amazing. Part of me in my head now is thinking that's competitive parenting, that parents are coming in with, you know, better and better things as a kind of a one-upmanship. That's actually, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. And sometimes that happens because, like I alluded to, like there are class WhatsApp groups, and there'll be messages pinging around, and you'll always get someone who says, sorry, we're going to do our own gift this year. And then that starts people thinking, well, is everyone doing a sneaky side gift as well as the
a
main
side hustle? This reminds me of Motherland. Do you know Motherland, where there's always the people who aren't at the races at all in terms of what the cool moms and dads are doing. But I
think, look, keep it simple. And the feedback I get from teachers is that they don't want people going over the top, and they don't want any of that world's best teacher tat. If you can,
oh
just
no,
keep it nice,
that was made very clear to me. Those mugs, plaques,
stay away.
Socks.
I'm sorry to whoever makes them, but go for a local coffee shop or something that they'll actually use. I think would be far more welcome than stuff like that, because you're probably just wasting your money.
Yeah, I think we leave it. Thank you very much for joining us, Niamh. That is Niamh O'Reilly, there, journalist. But I think we leave it on this text from one listener who says, I'm telling you now, let me Roy Keane this. Do your job. This is to do with teachers' presence. Let us know what you think. I think in the main, teachers are very devoted. Primary school teachers do an awful lot of, like, I could barely manage my own children. How they manage 30 of them in a classroom, I have no idea. So I do think that they're mainly very well intended. But what do you think out there? Should you gift? Should you not gift? What should you gift? And apparently those best teacher mugs, etc., are an absolute no-no. But let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.